Outside Health and Fitness Podcast, episode 140, how to help your kids be healthy kids.
Welcome to the Outside Health and Fitness Podcast. We're getting outside the box, outside our comfort zone, and outside and in shape. If you're bored with the same old fitness routine at the gym and you're ready to try something new, then this is the show for you. We're exploring new and fun ways to get fit on the trail, on the water, on the slopes, and outside.
Hi, this is Steve Stearns from Outside Health and Fitness, and thank you for joining me for another episode. If you're new to the show, we like to stay fit and active by having fun outside. We like to ride, slide, run, walk, hike, bike, golf, roll, swim, and ski. If it's fun outside and it keeps us healthy, we love it. So if you're like us and you like to have fun outside, then you found the right place. Were you aware that 1 in 3 children in the U.S. are considered obese? It's true. In fact, since 1980, childhood obesity rates have more than doubled. But there is good news, because in most cases, childhood obesity can be prevented. On today's show, you'll discover the health problems associated with childhood obesity, steps you can take to help your kids manage a healthy weight, and helpful resources and creative ideas for making health and fitness fun for your kids.
OutsideHealthAndFitness.com.
So September is National Childhood Obesity Awareness Month. It's really unfortunate that we even need a national observance for childhood obesity, but sadly we do. The American Heart Association says that childhood obesity is now the number one health concern among parents in the U.S. It tops drug abuse and even smoking. So why are so many kids facing serious adult health problems at such an early age? Well, the prime causes are lack of physical activity and poor eating habits. Now, kids are spending more time than ever in front of computers, TVs, and video games. And on top of that, many families just don't have time to prepare nutritious, healthy meals. Grabbing some processed food or fast food is simply more convenient. Now, according to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, there are serious short-term and long-term health risks associated with kids who are overweight or obese. Some of the short-term health effects include risk factors for cardiovascular disease like high cholesterol or high blood pressure. Kids that are obese are more likely to have prediabetes and are at a greater risk for bone and joint problems. The long-term health effects are even more serious. Kids who are obese are likely to be obese as adults, and they're at a higher risk for adult health problems like heart disease, type 2 diabetes, stroke, several types of cancer, and osteoarthritis. So what can you do? Well, for kids like adults, maintaining a healthy weight requires making healthy food choices and staying physically active. The best thing parents, grandparents, teachers, and others can do is to lead by example. When your kids see you making healthy choices and staying active, they'll follow your lead. And being active as a family also gives you a chance to spend more quality time together outdoors having fun. So let's talk about some ideas for getting outside with your kids. So it's recommended that kids get 60 or more minutes of physical activity every day. And to keep everyone motivated, look for things that offer variety and are fun. It's also important that the physical activities you choose are balanced so that kids are enjoying 3 different types of exercises. The first is aerobic activity, and this should make up most of your kids' activity every day. Aerobic exercises can include activities that are either moderate in their intensity, like brisk walking, or more vigorous, like running. The second type is muscle strengthening. Activities like gymnastics or doing push-ups are examples of muscle strengthening exercises. And finally, bone strengthening activities like jumping rope or running help round out a balanced exercise profile for your kids. Now, as always, it's a smart idea to check with your doctor and pediatrician to get the okay before you and your child start any type of exercise program. Like I said earlier, set a positive example by leading an active lifestyle yourself. Make activity part of your daily routine. You know, take a walk after dinner, play active games together. Get your kids equipment that encourage physical activity. And take young people to places where they can be active, like parks, community baseball fields, basketball courts, or playgrounds. And make sure to think about safety. Always provide helmets, wrist pads, knee pads, that sort of thing. Now, there are a lot of great ideas out there for encouraging your kids to get outside and be active. Some of my personal favorites are geocaching, which is kind of like a high-tech treasure hunt. Disc golf is fun, bike riding, and hiking. There are literally hundreds more. In fact, there's a fantastic book called 100 Family Adventures by Tim Carey, Amy, and Ella Meek, which provides some amazing and unique ideas for getting outside and being active as a family. Here are just a couple of ideas the Meeks outline in their book. One is to scramble up a stream. So the idea here is that you find a mountain or hill stream and walk up against the flow toward the source. And you stick as close to the water as you can at all times. So in spots, it might be gentle and relaxing. And in other spots, it can be very challenging and exhilarating to scramble up over the rocks. Another idea from the book is to go on a charity bike ride. Cycling is a great family activity, and getting outdoors and covering some miles as a family can be very rewarding, and even more so if you're doing it for the charity of your choice. Another idea they outline in the book is a scooter safari. And despite what you may be thinking, scooters are not just for kids. In fact, they can offer a lot of potential for adventures for kids and adults. The main consideration is the terrain, so make sure that you find a place that's smooth and stone-free. You may have a walking path, sidewalk, playground, something like that, and you can go on a scooter adventure as a family. So obviously, those are just a few of the fun family adventures the Meeks share in their book. I'll have more information and a link in the show notes if you'd like to get a copy of 100 Family Adventures for yourself. I also wrote a couple articles with some different games and ideas you can use for getting outside with your kids, and I'll provide those links too. So as you can see, there are tons of different opportunities to get outside and be active with your kids. And all that activity is going to make you hungry. So here are a couple of quick ideas for some healthy snacks. The first is provide quick and easy single-serving containers of low-fat or fat-free yogurt or individually wrapped string cheese. These make great after-school snacks. Instead of soda, try mixing club soda with half a cup of fruit juice. We like to do this with cranberry juice around our house. Third, choose lean protein foods for snacks, like low-sodium deli meats, unsalted nuts, or eggs. And speaking of eggs, keeping a bowl of hard-boiled eggs in the fridge provides an easy and nutritious snack that kids love. There's an excellent resource called My Plate with more tips and ideas for kids and parents on making healthy food choices. I'll have a link to My Plate in the show notes and a link to a PDF with 10 healthy snack ideas you can download and put right on your fridge. So as a parent, one of the best things that you can do for your kids is establish good healthy habits when they're young. Through proper nutrition and exercise, they'll learn to manage their weight and have a fun, healthy, and better quality of life. I hope you got some value from the show today and some tips you can use right away to help the kids in your life manage their weight. I wanted to take a minute and thank Doug Shaw for his generous contribution and support of the show. Doug is, among other things, a great photographer. And if you would like to see some amazing outdoor shots, I'll have a link in the show notes for this episode where you can see some of his work. He's also shared some great shots in our Facebook group. Now, if you would like to help support the show too, it's very easy. If you're listening on an Apple device using the podcast app, just click on the artwork to see the show notes and then on the link, support the show, or visit outsidehealthandfitness.com/140. Any amount you can give is greatly appreciated. Also, get links to everything we talked about in the show today and more information on what you can do to help prevent childhood obesity. While you're visiting the show notes, be sure to get your free copy of Fit Fast First Thing, my Tabata morning workout for a quick 10-minute routine you can use to start your day off right. Visit outsidehealthandfitness.com/140. Well, that wraps up another episode of the Outside Health and Fitness Podcast. I hope you got something of value from the show today that helps you get outside and in shape. For more on taking your health and fitness outside, visit outsidehealthandfitness.com and subscribe to the show. Until next time, I'll see you outside.